This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's Telfo 6 here in the studio on Thursday, the 11th of August. You're tuning in to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? We are talking about the first step to marketing. And marketing is considered a very important aspect for most businesses and a very crucial part, especially if you're just embarking on the entrepreneurship journey. But how can you, if you're a startup, effectively promote yourself? So today we are diving into, you know, the marketing strategies new businesses or startups can use to make themselves known, you know, put yourself, your name in the open market. So joining us today to share his thoughts on this is Sharizal Shaharani, a seasoned entrepreneur with a keen interest in tech and digital economy. Now, if you do have some thoughts about on this topic, you can always reach us at on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us on Twitter on at BFM Radio. Now, startup companies enter life in a very truly unique position. No one knows who you are or what you do. While it is a very intimidating experience to admit, and to gain traction, startups need to evolve, and it should be looked as an opportunity most established businesses won't have, which is the opportunity to shape the startup into a company you have envisioned. So many startups who have succeeded have spent hours understanding and learning from others who have succeeded or failed, and stepping into the business environment, especially when there are already so many seasoned players out there in the market, can be a real challenge. So marketing should be seen as a mandatory investment to ensure the success of a startup.
I'm assuming that many startups have spent hours understanding and learning from others. But as a startup entrepreneur, an effective marketing strategy must provide value for the money spent, which is a struggle, especially when funds are limited. So as a startup, the marketing strategy has to be extraordinary, but most times budgetary constraints require thinking out of the box and precision targeting. There's no set template on how to approach this, as all businesses or companies differ in how they market themselves due to various factors such as target demographic and product offerings. Many avenues for startups to help put their name out there. Email marketing is a tried and tested way to attract customers at little to no cost. The key to remember here is to diversify the email sent with non-commercial content such as guides, articles, videos or infographics to keep things interesting, and also that you're not seen as spam. No, another mail. Social media networks are solid marketing channels where businesses and clients can connect, and for a company just starting out can help get the word out about your product and who you are. A website should be one of the first things companies look into to establish an online presence so people can learn more about your company.
Right, and search engine optimization, which is the famous SEO, should not be overlooked at all, because especially if you have spent time and money developing your online website experience. So SEO tactics, the targeting keywords relevant to your business, can help people find you and open up a wider exposure on search engines. So leveraging on influencers as well on social media or established personalities can also help you connect to their ready audience and reach out to many people in a shorter span of time. And the key here is to make sure the influencers align with your company values and what your products and service niche is about. So there are some proven strategies that can help startups through their growing phase, which can be very powerful and effective if you use it correctly. So the first one is to offer incentives to loyal customers to stay put. So all entrepreneurs acknowledge that retaining a customer is less costly than converting a new one. And most new companies tend to make the mistake of attracting new customers rather than building loyalty among their existing customers. So understanding what your company, what your customers value, and working your incentive around this can make it very, very powerful.
Right. Personalization and making your customers feel special, right? So according to an article in Forbes, 2 out of 3 customers expect companies to comprehend their needs and expectations. reputations. One of the many ways companies can do this to make them feel special by welcoming return customers with unique images or messages, tailoring outreach based on actions such as abandoned cart, personalizing email content with suggested items based on products customers have shown an interest by purchasing or searched for previously.
Mm. And remember to create remarkable and memorable content as well, because great content is important to make a memorable impact and a good impression in your industry. So some adjectives that come to mind when we talk about what makes a content remarkable, it's making you yourself searchable, findable, relevant, authentic, engaging, and influential. So a memorable content can help a startup soar above other industry peers, even seasoned players as well. Mm. So also check your keyword searches to understand the information your target market is looking for. So when generating content ideas, always double check to see what's already out there.
Okay. Also, using available online tools for engagement. So every startup is aware that social media provides a great way to engage with potential customers. This also means it is a crowded and it's a crowded space, right? And there's a danger of being lost among the sea of other businesses. Mm. So new businesses or startups need to get creative to be noticed. Use videos, highlight photos, share customer experiences, post polls and quizzes to engage with your audience.
Mm. Yeah. The last one is measuring your success. So success should always be monitored and measured. And there are so many online analytics tools that can be used for this. And this can help you understand how your marketing strategies are doing and identify what needs tweaking and what is a no-go. And doing this can prevent a startup's limited marketing budget from being wasted. Mm. So, Frida, do you any marketing strategies that you have personally encountered and left an impression on you?
It will be things that you would not remember because you weren't born. But I mean, it's just like a catchy, even like back in the days of TVC, right? A catchy tune that to this day, I think, you know, the number for Pizza Hut, right? It's something that was still, you weren't born. But you were. Yeah. But it was just something that was memorable, right? To this day, and you still know the tune to it, right? Something like that. But just to the earlier points as well, right? Even finding influencers, right? You know, they say find influencers who connects back to your brand. Mm. I think you should actually work with people who already have those values and then reach out to them rather than trying to think, oh, because I got this person has a lot of followers, I'm trying to get the person to fit into that mold. Sometimes you just have to search. There are people already probably talking wonderfully about your product or your kind of services, right? So just use them because it's more authentic that way, right?
And people can buy followers as well, right?
Exactly.
So you'll never know when is authentic following and, you know, organic. And another thing to point out is that because I did digital marketing as well, right? I think content-wise, try to, you know, no matter if it's email marketing or online posts, social media posts, always engage your customers. Use the word you instead of you all, you guys, to make things more personal. And as well as making visuals, while they are important, always try out what works first. You never know what... Always the unexpected ones that work extremely well beyond your expectations.
Right. A very important point you noted there, right? I mean, not you guys or what have you, right? It's the same with radio, right? We don't say listeners out there, right? We say you because we're talking to you. Mm. And so, you know, that really by saying listeners out there, we've already put you another layer and then make it seem so distant as well.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So yeah, making it personal for everybody as we go on this journey. So, but there's so many aspects of marketing and really it depends on your industry. Sometimes I know we get caught with online. Yes, it is an important part of it. But there's sometimes like because it's not, or you know, like it's word of mouth, right? Some the nasi kunyit across, you know, like, you know, I tell everybody about it, right? So that you don't forget the other important aspects, which is word of mouth, right? Mm. But I like to go to that one because he's the one that's open the earliest, right?
And also if you're doing things online, customer service. I think this is so important when they give very warm smiling. You can listen to the tone of the message when they're very welcoming and like welcome you as a customer by things.
You know, one of the things is when you talk about customer service, that is a marketing tool.
Right.
You know, like one of the places that I go to regularly for the last 3 years is Bali, right? And it's because whether it's 1-star or 3-star or 5-star, I find that there's consistency in their customer service.
Mannerism?
mannerisms, like the way they speak to you. I don't, there's a certain consistency, right? And it's not just because you stay in a 5-star. It's like even 3-star, 4-star, there is something about that place that makes you want to go. So I know that when I go there, I'm going to get that consistent service.
Right. All right. So let us know your thoughts on, you know, marketing strategies. What have you used in your business that is effective or not effective as well? Do keep your thoughts coming. You can reach us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us on Twitter at BFM Radio. We'll be right back here. We'll be speaking to Shahrizal Shaharani, a seasoned entrepreneur, for more thoughts about this, to understand marketing from a startup's perspective and how you can approach marketing effectively. It's all coming up after the break. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Billions from me, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise BizWise with me, Lily Chai, and
Rita Liu.
Right, today we're talking about the first step to marketing because it is very important for all businesses, and especially when you are embarking on your entrepreneurship journey. But how can you effectively promote yourself? And we are here to dive into marketing strategies that you can use to put your name out there in this open market. So joining us on the line is Shahrizal Shaharani, a very seasoned entrepreneur with a keen interest in tech and digital, to talk all about this. But if you have any thoughts or comments on this, you can always reach us at WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us on Twitter at BFM Radio. So, Shahrizal, a concern that comes to mind when we talk about startups is how can they get their name and products into the open market? Just how important is marketing from the context of a new startup?
For new startups, it really depends on the stage of startups or where the product is in terms of the product life cycle. If they're just at ideation stage, it's important to make sure that they have a prototype or a minimum viable product or an MVP. First, marketing usually comes in right after you have an MVP or prototype or you're near completion. Because essentially what you want to do is tell the world that you've got a great product and the idea is to get yourself out there in the market to get investors or customers to be interested to offtake. And this provides validation, either in terms of offtake of your product or early investors coming in so that you can work on your next series of funding and even product development.
You know, based on your experience, have you seen entrepreneurs or startups putting sufficient effort into marketing themselves or their businesses?
There's two scenarios on marketing. Sometimes I see startups that where they don't have a prototype or an MVP yet, and they're still far away from completing, but they've already shouting out in the market that, you know, they have something great. This is a problem because once the market or investors want to look at your product or want to look under your hood, then they see, you know, something's not quite right. And, you know, the marketplace is small. So it will destroy credibility and reputation. Now, on the other side, you would also have companies that, you know, have a product, they're ready with the MVP, but they're not doing enough. So it is very important to plan and design marketing efforts, at the very least through social media, right? Give an update on the stuff that you're doing or the stage of MVP progress that you're at. And stuff like this, you know, strategic communications in terms of doing it on social media could provide early traction. People want to be interested and they'll follow your development. And it's a great way to ease into the market, like not suddenly pop out of nowhere. And it's also great to start having conversations with other people in the ecosystem to also, you know, better your product, have better access to potential markets and even funding.
Could you walk us through the differences when it comes to marketing for an established company and versus a startup? How do they approach marketing differently?
For established companies, it's always about pushing market share or about controlling market share. So in my experience, established companies tend to spend a lot more on brand presence. But however, when established companies come out with new products, the way they market is also very much guerrilla, right? So they want to show that they have a very interesting new product. So they will have the same kind of sound bites like a startup do, right? They'll share the unique selling proposition of their product or services, and why is it good for the market to actually buy them. The other thing, I think the only difference that established companies might have compared to startup is established companies also will look at how new products could impact share prices or current valuation. In that note, they could be similar to the startup because startups will tend to look at marketing as a way to offtake, and offtake it'll relate to a better valuation for the company and therefore get cheaper deals when it comes to next round of funding.
All right. And what are some tools that new businesses or SMEs can use to help structure their marketing campaigns?
One of the most standard tools that I advocate for people to use, even my team, is the business canvas. And in the business canvas, you have sections where you identify what are your market channels, what are the market segments that you want to work on. And with that kind of information, you'll be able to focus on the type of, one, audience, two, the type of narrative that you'd use for each different market channels or segments. And mind you, that different market channels and different market segments would like to hear different things. And you need to go deeper once you've identified those market channels and segments in your business canvas to figure out what is it that they want to hear from you so that they will actually use your product or services. In addition, the cheapest method to put yourselves out there is to get on social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and rightly so, these platforms have different kinds of content delivery and different kinds of market segments that actually consume these platforms. So you need to figure out what is the best way to do it. Sometimes you could do one clever video and share it across all platforms, but it doesn't work all the time. You can't really do that on Twitter. Sometimes you can, because in some platforms, they're more engaging rather than a one-to-many type of communication sort of platforms. Twitter is more engaging. You need to respond. Facebook, a little bit of both. So you get to have a feel and grow your audience organically. And to a certain extent, you might want to look at companies that you can hire and they give good services. So I do know some private companies in Malaysia that provide social media services with copywriters, graphic designers, and people who do the postings for you at good, attractive prices. And these are the stuff that we'll need to sort of leverage on, and especially to save costs so that you can have an early brand presence, social media presence, marketing presence, so that people will get to know you. People will then develop some kind of trust in the company and the product or services that you try to put. And of course, there are also tools where you can manage multi-platform social media comms. But these tend to be a bit more expensive. They're on a subscription basis. So unless you have some money allocated for these types of platforms and you need to access all these platforms, then I would strongly recommend you to look at these tools. But it's nice to have, but if you're able to do the cost-benefit analysis, you know, these companies that can do your social media on your behalf, they might cost like $2,500 a month versus the subscription that you have to pay for this platform and pay one guy to actually manage it. So you'd have to do the cost-benefit analysis and weigh the options.
Okay, there is a saying, and I love the saying, there is no such thing as bad publicity. And is this something that you agree with? And what are some common misconceptions around what constitutes as good marketing?
The problem with the internet today is that bad publicity seems it will stick around for a very long time. And that will impact your reputation and credibility. Sometimes some kind of bad publicity is good, but usually those, so there's two types of bad publicity. Number one, the one that reduces your credibility and your reputation to dust. So basically they'll tell you're a cheat or they show some scandals. So sometimes those are tough. You can't get really out of. I like to like give this example on the case of Volkswagen. And they had to do product recalls. They got fined by the US government. But because their brand presence is so good, their brand value is so good, they were able to weather those bad publicity. Some people might not have that level of brand value. And therefore, sometimes the bad publicity will negate whatever brand value that you have. So you really have to look at oneself. For me as a person, you know, I'm not perfect either. There's some, you know, big boo-boos that I've done, but I got to look into the bigger scheme of things, right? Can I repair from this? Can I recover from this? Or I can't. If I have to repair it, how do I do it? And therefore, you have to really think about consequences when you decide to do something that's against the grain or against mainstream or against convention that could lead to bad publicity. In one case that where bad publicity is good is when people are trying to knock you down, but it's actually just false accusation or bad marketing on their behalf that puts you in a relatively upper hand to respond and gain leverage. But those situations are rare. That's usually when that happens when your competition or your adversary have not think things through, but that's an opportunity, right? Should that happen? Maybe you should take advantage. Maybe you shouldn't, but I leave it to you guys, right? People should be able to decide whether they want to leverage on those types of situations.
Right. Charizal, you made a very interesting point about VW, right? I think it's also that whole thing about when you think of German cars, right? You think of, you know, that Germany as a whole has that positive branding. So maybe it's easier for them to bounce back compared to, say, a car from another country. Countries will not be mentioned. Charizal, knowing that most startups are operating on limited funds, what are some cost-effective ways new businesses can introduce themselves in the market?
The way to market oneself is to look at social media first. And of course, the next level up is to find supporting media platforms. I know BFM support a lot of local startups, local social enterprises, and there are many other media platforms that does this. And we should be able to collate a whole directory of this friendly media and leverage on the content that they're trying to deliver for their listeners and consumers who might be, you know, part of the market segment that you're trying to reach out for. And those are the things that I would strongly recommend for you to market yourselves if you are limited fund.
All right, a final question. Moving forward with the economy on the mend as industries reopen, what new opportunities or avenues do you see opening up that companies can take advantage of to create market awareness for themselves?
Today, we could see that people consume information very differently. Newspapers are struggling to get advertisements and stay afloat. And that is why I suggested that startups and companies to look at social media. Startups are already synonymous with marketing on social media. And then we have big players and old players like Maidin effectively using TikTok with, you know, their very senior founder, managing director, doing some pretty exciting and funny TikTok posts, right? So I would greatly encourage, again, for startups and even new and even established companies to get into this bandwagon. Social media and friendly media platforms that want to share this content of and supporting startups, social enterprises, and big companies with a cause. I must stress this. Companies today have pivoted themselves from just being pure profit-driven. I see daily that companies are becoming more impact-driven. And I think we should support platforms that aggregate these types of content. And as such, these are the type of awareness that I would recommend you to focus on. Social media, friendly media platforms, and market yourselves with an impact narrative, right? And I think that's a winning formula.
That was Shahrizal Shaharani, a seasoned entrepreneur. Thank you so much for your insights. What do you think? All that I hear is social media. No okay. businesses can live without
social yeah. media. But also the other thing about if you're impact driven, and of course it's not about greenwashing, you do have to get your story out there. And, you know, I think that's where consumers are also going to pay attention. You know, you would buy something or support a business that's more social driven, but if you don't, impact driven, if you don't talk about it, you can't as well. Because even if you say, nothing is affordable right now. I know companies have spent easily, you know, to get some traction, nothing less than 10,000 on social media a month, right? These are your average companies, not you know, not even multi-million, but you know, substantial enough SMEs that have to spend that kind of money. So apart from social media, there are also other things that you got to look at. Whenever he's doing social media, like I said, there are other ways you can also connect with your customers. At the end of the day, how are you, you know, relating the story? Is it through your customer service? Is it sometimes even delivering a package and your product is, you know, delivered well, and they're not they're using sustainable materials in their delivery, you know? So instead of bubble wrap, they're using sawdust. You know, what have you, right? So there are many ways of reaching out to your customer in every, what do we call it, touch points, right? Customer touch points. And that's marketing all the way.
I believe that. I totally agree on that. Thank you so much, Shahrizal, for sharing your thoughts with us. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you all. But don't go anywhere. We do have the Breakfast Grill replay right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. We've got United Nations Development Program works in around 170 countries and territories and aims to achieve 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by 2030. Some of the goals are to eradicate poverty and reduce inequalities and exclusion. But with the war in Ukraine as well as the pandemic, is progress being delayed, and how much engagement does UNDP have with governments? So the Breakfast Grill spoke to Kani Wignaraja, the Assistant Secretary General and Director of Regional Bureau for Asia Pacific, UNDP. So if you miss any part of the show, you can always go ahead on our website at bfm.my or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play to listen back to the show. This has been Lily Chai and Frida Liu. And to take us out of the show is Cake with Love You Madly, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.